It's Arizona's favorite home improvement resource, the Rosie on the House Show. Give us a call now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Welcome back, y'all, and getting right back to Jim in Scottsdale. Dealing with concrete tile replacement at his house. In decorating and undecorating the Christmas lights around the eave and fascia of the house, notice that one of the wrapped tile at the end of the roof that goes up the rake of the roof, we call that the barge tile, is cracked. Jim?
Yes, sir.
Hey, you crawl up on that ladder and you look at it. Can you tell me the age of your home?
It's about 20 years.
Okay. And as far as you know, the roof is original?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Hey, it'd be a great time with that barge tile moving to kind of reach in with your fingers underneath the tile and just kind of rub the black felt paper that's there and determine how brittle it is. It might be a great opportunity. You're probably approaching the end of the economic life of your roof. And it may be a way of just setting a calendar date for you. You know, this is something that's probably going to have to be done here in the next 3, 4, or 5 years. Now, replacing that barge tile can be done. As you can tell, the tile has a pre-drilled hole in it where the nail goes.
Yes.
And if you would take a video picture of your roof and send it to any one of the Phoenix area Rosie roofers, that would be Brandon at Pinnacle Roofing, any of the guys at Lions Roofing, George and Sons Roofing, Durafoam Roofing, you could text it to those guys and they could tell you what the roof is and where you could go to buy that particular tile.
Oh, great.
And the key, the only hard part about it is you have to set that nail just enough to keep the tile in place, but one touch too far and you're going to chip it and break it. So if you have three that are chipped and broken, Jim, I'm going to tell you to save yourself a little effort and buy a half a dozen or 10 of them, okay?
Yes.
Okay. And it's a very long nail. It's a very long special nail, so you need to pick up a couple of those as well. And the key is just get the nail started, and just as it seats home barely tight against the tile, stop. Do not try and drive it in and cinch it up tight. But any one of our Phoenix area roofers could interpret a photograph and tell you where the product can be purchased. Yes, it is something you can do yourself. And I would tell you that, of course, you're going to be on a step ladder at that point. And our topic today is safety, primarily fire safety is what we're talking about today. But know this, that the number one tool around Arizona homes that cause emergency room visits are step ladders. You never go up a step ladder in flip-flops. Certainly never go up a ladder in a thong, right? Never, ever. Don't go up in flip-flops, and never come down a ladder or go up a ladder face out. Always face in. The number one cause, the number one and number two cause of ladder injuries is not having all 4 feet firmly set on the ground. And as you ascend the ladder, it starts rocking a little bit, and you try and wiggle it but down into place so all four can get comfortable, or you try and hop the ladder to get all 4 feet settled, boom, emergency room, that's a visit. And the other second most common is descending the stepladder face out, particularly if you're wearing flipper-floppers. That is not adequate footing or shoe protection for accessing a ladder.
Makes for a really bad day.
There you go, Jim. Oh, man. I'll tell you what. I never took it really serious till a carpenter I was working with came down a ladder. And it was a fairly tall stepladder. I think it was about a 9 or 10 footer. Mm. And he was coming down about a third the way down. So he was still two-thirds the way up. His heel slipped off. He came all the way down, took the ladder with him. But he broke his heel.
Ouch.
He was in a shoe cast for ever. And I thought, okay, I learned that one. I'm never coming down that way again. So,
all right, let's bring our next caller in, another Jim. Welcome to the program, sir. How may we help you?
Yes, my name is Jim.
Yes, sir.
I got a letter from a company here in Prescott. they're telling me that I can lower my monthly electric bill from $98 a month down to $19 a month.
Okay.
I'm just wondering if this is some kind of a scam.
Well, my scam warning alert beacon is going off inside my head.
Mine too.
Can you tell me more about what technology are they using to do this? Is it something in the electrical system? Is it solar adaptation?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, your electric bill could be reduced as much as 88% under the Federal Emergency Policy Act of 2005.
The biggest word, or the most important word, in that statement, could.
Yeah, that's true.
It could go down $2, no, it too. It could go as much as 88%, but it could only go 2%.
It says your electric bill may be reduced.
Maybe, yeah, yeah.
And it uses all that kind of terminology, you know, very intelligently.
Yes.
Look, with solar, I can take your energy bill down to zero, okay? I can take you off the grid. So it's not a matter of may or could. Yeah, it's definitely possible. But, Jim, the question comes is, to what are you going to invest to accomplish that? I can tell you wholeheartedly, the solar industry is one totally filled with bad information and snake oil. If you're interested in solar, there's only two companies in Arizona that are Rosie certified. That's Harmon Solar and the Solar Store.
Pick up the Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.